Today we're going to start Perek Zayin in Kohelos. Starts off with the Inyan of Shemus. So I'm going to tell you today a moiridika idea of what Chazal teach us about Shemus, about names. The Pasuk, the beginning of Perek starts, Toiv Shem Mishem and Toiv Yem Amoves Miyem Yvolde. Talking about the mile of having a good name, Shem Toiv. So if we look in Chazal expand on the fact that not only, over here it just says a name is good, a good name is very valuable, but doesn't say there's something unique about a name, the power of a name. But if you go weiter, you see in Chazal, they bring back the Pasuk from Tehillim, and I'll read you the Pasuk. L'chu chazu mifalois Hashem. This is in Perek Mem Vav. See the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher som shemois boretz. Yeah. That he put names in the land. That means it's, what's so great about names? Look at the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created names. You need to create a name. What's the big deal? You give a name. I'm not very busy with names all the time. Today I was busy with a name. Every day people call me Shilas with names. Fights between different family members who the name should be. Change the name, add the name. I was Masada Kedushin recently. The Kala had such a name that I Pasha never heard of it. Pasha didn't know how to spell the name because it has no origin, had no mocker, not in Chassidish as far, I'm not Lutfish as far, I'm not Hungarian. There was some grant. So Taka, when I asked the parents, you know, like, how'd she get that name? It's like, you know, what pole did she bang into that she got that name? So there was an episode of Bubba that had the name. So they wanted to give the name. How did Bubba got the name? Zadar Shail. But he got a name. A name like, almost like Kreplach. Almost that kind of a name. Imagine somebody's name is Kreplach. It was a similar name to that. So, a name is nothing more than what you call something. But you see, not only Shlomo HaMelech over here is saying shame, with the mile of a shame. David HaMelech is saying, his father, David HaMelech, is saying, look at the Mifalos Hashem. Look at the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher som shemo yisboretz. Put names. Obviously, there's something much more to a name than we think. Obviously. We'll look a little weiter in this idea about Shemus. The Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas, Dav Zayin, how is Rus Zoichet to have an enikul David HaMelech? Came from her name. Sounds like a Pella. Because somebody gave her a name. So now, she's Zoichet. She has a son, David HaMelech. But I'll read you the Gemara. Gemara says in Brachas Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Om Rabbi Yechanan, right after talks about the Milo of Shemus, names. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Lomo Nikra Shmoruz, Shezochso V'yotza Mimenu David, Shehu L'Akadosh Baruch Hu B'Shirez V'Tish Bochus. Yeah. The name of Rus contributed that she had an anacle, the Lashon of Shairul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which she was in his bachas. So that name affected the whole future of Rus. It seems like a Pella. You give somebody a name, now the whole future changes. Sometimes you have Nebuch HaKhoyla Mesukin. You have a person, Achman al-Uxlan, is very sick. We don't like to change names, playing with big things when you change a name. But Chas v'Shalom, they try this, they try that, they try other things. Sometimes they try to make a name, Shini Hashem. Again, the Shem captures, what's a name? It's just, it's what you're calling the person. Mechan Hashem l'chaveri ein l'chilik l'ilam abo. You change your friend's name, call him a nickname. You're playing with your ilam abo. Again, you see the importance of a name. Now, obviously, Mechane Shem doesn't just mean Gedoyli Yisrael used to call each other with nicknames, short titles, you know. Instead of Leib, say Leibish, or say, you know, you'll use a Dovber, you'll use another phrase that alludes to the same name. So the Rishonim explain, Mechane Shem L'chaveri means you're trying to, like, give him a different meaning to his whole name, trying to stray him away from what his name is. But again, you see the greatness of a name, chshivas of a name. So you don't know what that is. Yankiv Avinu overpowers the Yetzar, Sar Shel Esav. We all remember that Maisa. It's an unbelievable Maisa. The Malach himself was Mishtoimim. Ki Sarisem Elohim V'Anoshim V'Atucho. The Malach himself says it's unbelievable. You overpowered an angel. Psh, unbelievable. He gives him a name, Yisrael. Vos vil Yankiv then, at the end. What does Yankiv want from the Malach? You know. Besides your bracha. What does Yankiv ask the Malach? Ma Shimcha. Nochamol, the name. What's your name? What's the chilek what his name is? You won. You win a war, you have to know the name of the guy? What's your name? Well, you want to file a police report? Yankiv Avinu had to file a police report. Again, Sar Shel Esav. What's he busy with the name for? But again, the name, and the Malach answered him, Vuhu Peli. So the Medrash says later on that Malach didn't have a set name. His name changes according to his mission. That's what the Chazal say to this text. Anyway, and there's countless Mamorei Chazal. You go to Maseches Sota, Daf Yud, the Gemara talks about Yosef's name. He had an extra hay in it, Yehoisef, because he was Mekadoshim Shemayim Befarhesia. So his name also represented Yehuda. Then you have the Gemara Brachas. If somebody, instead of calling Avram Avinu Avram, instead of calling him Avram, he calls him Avram, he's over a lot. He's over a lot. That means a real love. You're over a love. If you call Avram Avinu Avram, you're over a love. Big deal. You took a hay out. Big. Who cares? What's the big deal? So again, you see the importance of what names are. This is what the chshivas of names. Anyway, and I just want to end off. There's so much more to talk about the Zohar HaKadosh. But I'll just end off with the Shlah. The Shlah HaKadosh. The Shlah HaKadosh talks about, you know, at the end of Shemoneh Esre, there's a minhag to say a pasuk that correlates with your name. What's the reason for that? It's a skula that you'll remember your name, Lasid Lava. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer said that when you come to the Olam HaEmes and you're standing in front of the Kisei HaKovod, it's like sometimes you ask a guy, he's Oisik, I have to sometimes tell me, the Oisik in the Shidduch. So they go to the father's, the parents' house of the girl, and the father expects a yeshiva bach, he's learning yeshiva 10, 20 years, expects to hear something. He goes, no. Tell me Yeshtikul Torah, tell me Vater. What does the guy really want? You're not talking about the guys of Godel Ador. The father and the girl. Tell him a gematria. Tell him a gematria with his address. 45 Hill Road, tell him a gematria. You make him happy. He doesn't need a teretz of kivegas kasha. Say something. You know how many times guys tell me? They blank out. They say, Rebbe, it's like I never learned a word in my life. It's like I was born yesterday. Why? Because in your head, this is the father of the girl. He said, say a shtickle Torah, that's it. You forgot everything. It's like somebody gave you a knip, like the Malach, everything's forgotten. So the Shlach HaKadosh says, when a person gets up to the Kisei HaKovod, the first thing Hashem asks you is, Ma Shimcha? Ma Shimcha? Hey, what's your name? Yeah. Zok Tishloh, people fail the test already. They get so scared they forget their name. They can't even say what their name is. And that's the school of these psukim. If you remember your name, that's a great thing. That's a gewaltige Sach. I remember elementary school teachers always used to say, that's why they have the question on the top of the page, your name. So at least you get one thing right. At least you get one question right. What's your name? Zok the Helik Ishlo. Haskulo Shalo Yishkach Odom Shmoy Liyem Adin. Sheyema Bekol Yoim. Besoif Tfilo Shmon Esra. The end of Shmon Esra. You should say, Yirotz and Amaskul Oisecha Bishmoy. That's the idea. The bigger question is, who cares? So you forgot your name, big deal. Why is it so terrible? I think it's much worse if the Eibishter says, "No, did you learn? Were you honest in business? How do you treat people?" There's more important questions than what's your name. Who cares if a guy knows his name, doesn't know his name, forgot his name? Most of us. Obviously, there's a bigger shaila here. Say, what's your name? They're asking you a bigger shaila. And Kubi, that's why you forget. Why are you getting so scared from that question? What's your name? Big deal. Forgot my name. What would be if a guy took a test and he aced it? Every single question he answered perfectly. With the extra credits. With Moisef Neufach Mishaloi. Mamashi. Unbelievable. Grabbed by Shema Talmud. He writes Tzorchin. Tzorchin. Something happened to me there. I forgot my name. Big deal. If the Rebbe took off a half a point for that, the Rebbe should be fired. That's Midas Hadin. That's Unseichel Midas Hadin. Who cares? The guy knows his name, doesn't he? Remembers his name, doesn't he? Who cares? But here, it's such a question. You're going to get scared. You're going to forget your name. So for your whole life, three times a day, you daven Shmoneh Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, remember to say the psukim so you don't forget your name. I say it every day. Do you remember? Tell you the two psukim. Do you remember my name? What's the big deal? So you see from all of this that this is Nishkan Kleina. These are not small things here. These are big things. So I'm going to read you a chazal. Moridik a chazal that says that a person has many names, has more than one name. Chazal say you have three names. You don't necessarily know all of them, but we'll see what the Chazal say. Chazal say that when a person has a name, it's as follows. Shloisha Shemois Yesloi Lod. There are three names that a person has. Obviously, one name is the name you're given. The name you're given when you're born. That's the name. Chazal called that the shame. Shekou lo yovev ima. The name that your father and mother gave you. That's one name. Va'achas. Shekou lo yachegim. And one that people call you. Whatever that means. People call you. What kind of name is that? That's another name. And then. Va'achas shekou lo yb'seifel toldois b'riyosai. Here in Chazal. One name they gave you before you were born. Shemayim gave you a name. That's one of the names. The Ramban in Breishis says that when parents give a name to their child, they have Ruach HaKodesh. The Mechavan, the proper name for this child. There's a name, there's already a name from Seder before you're born that Shemayim picked out for you. And your parents pick a name that's Baruch HaKodesh correlates with that name that's in before you were born. What's going on? So I'll tell you a Moridika, we have to stop in 2 minutes, so we don't have much time. But I'll tell you a Moridika Maisa happened by Chaim Kanievsky when I was a Boch in Eretz Yisrael, a long time ago. I'm an old man now. It's a long time ago, many years ago. You're going back 30 years ago. Somebody came to Reb Chaim, couple. The wife never had no children. They came to Reb Chaim and they asked him for what could they do? What could they do to fix whatever kitrug there is, they want to have children. What tikkun could they do? So Reb Chaim said, which he often used to say this, he said, work on Lashon Hara. Mekabel Shmiras HaLashon. Shmiras HaLashon, Meridik Eskula. Be Mekabel Shmiras HaLashon. And that will do the job. A year later, Nothing. They come back to Reb Chaim. By that time, I was already back in America. They come back to America. They come back to Reb Chaim. I happen to know the people that it happened to. So it's not Stam a name. It's somebody I happen to know. Come back to Reb Chaim. We did it. Reb Chaim says, Makabel. Yeah. And what did you do? Every Shabbos we learned together, Shemiz HaLoshon, and we finished the whole Sefer. Reb Chaim says, but did you internalize it? Did you really? They said, yeah. He said, Sekhen Zayn, Kimpi. If you really did, your wife would be pregnant. Something's wrong. So what could we do? He said, you and your wife should be Makabel to continue learning Shemir Saloshin. And be Makabel like a neder or Beli neder. Be make a Kabbalah that when your son will be born. So right away he was telling you there'll be a son. You're going to call him Yisrael Meir HaKoy. You're going to call him after Yisrael Meir HaKoy. You're going to call him after the Chofetz Chaim. They were Makabel. The next month she became pregnant. She had a boy, Chaim Osandik, and the boy is Yisrael Meir. I know the boy today. He's a chashav younger man. But they were Makabel. What did that add to the story? Makabel, the name. What's Fighter, the name. What's the pshat in them? What's the name? So the pshat, Rabbi says, is very simple. The pshat is that every person has to understand that they have a mission. If you don't have a mission, you can't accomplish something if you don't have a mission. If you don't have a goal, you can't accomplish. You can accomplish when you have a goal. When you understand that that's your goal. A name is the essence of who you are. Sometimes taka girls go to Reb Chaim for a bracha. He doesn't take in, they don't go into him, but they send a shlich to get a bracha from Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim a lot of times tells them they have to change their name. He has certain names he doesn't hold of, like Shira. He doesn't hold this Nishkin Naman. It's not a name. You know what it is to be on this world for 30 years, Shira? And he says, okay, no more Shira. It's not easy. I had a girl in my shoe like that. He said, no, she was not. Sarah, she doesn't work. Got to change the name. When she heard that she has to change her name, she was not very excited. She was Shira her whole life. Now I'm Sarah. Whoa. It's very hard to change your name. It's hard to change your name. But a name is a goal. A name means I have to live up to my name. I have a goal. I have something to live up to. When Chazal tell us, it means when they didn't change their name, there was a goal that was attached to the name. And they lived up to that goal. Reb Chaim Knievsky understood that in order for this woman to really makabel, that her child and the whole family is going to be makbid on Shmir Saloshan, they need to have the name of the Chofetz Chaim. If you have the name of the Chofetz Chaim and you know, oh, it's Yisrael Meir, now it's going to be different. That's a name. It's a whole different idea. But it goes beyond that. That's what I'm telling you is Aleph Beis, what I'm telling you. That's the godless of name. But it goes beyond that. David HaMelech is saying something more. He's saying, there's something called Siyata Dishmaya, where the Eibishter gives you superhuman ability. Zok David HaMelech, L'chu ru'u mifalois Hashem. Look at the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher som shem ha'izboreth. Hashem gave power to a name. That if you make a goal, and you make that's what you're going to be. That's what you're going to be. Then Hashem will give you siyata d'shmaya to grow to that. Hashem will give you, and that's l'churu mifalois Hashem. It's not the greatness, there's names. The greatness is that the name will make an effect. That if you try to live up to that, what you are, what you're supposed to be, betoldosoi, memela, I want to say that the first question they ask you is not what's your name. Do you recognize your name? Did you live up to your name? That's a loaded question. That's why people get scared from that. It's not so, hey, Tom, what's your name? Jack. It's not Jack, it's Yankif. Okay, good, you got the name. No. You. Mordechai, did you live up to Mordechai? Yeshua, did you live up to Yeshua? That's the question. And when you say, yes, that's my name, you're saying, that's who I am. If you say these psukim, it's not a skula you'll remember it later. It's a skula you'll live up to it, so you'll be able to answer it later. For a skula, you don't have to do it three times a day in Shemoneh Esrei. It's part of a lekai netzar when you're davening to Hashem to control your Shemir Saloshim. What kind of person you're going to be. At that time, you could be mispalel that you should live up to your name. And then you talk to live up to it. That's the idea. Somebody gave Ruth a name, Ruth. She could have thrown it in the garbage pail. But she was makabel. She thought of her name and she said, you know, I'm going to make Shiris HaKadosh Baruch. She lived up to that. And Memela, she was Zeichet HaAvdov HaMelech. She was Zeichet HaAvdov HaMelech. And where did she get the covet for Hashem? It's a chazal. Chazal say that in the Schar, that Egloin Melech Moyev, he was a Rosh, by the way. Egloin Melech Moyev was a Rosh. But when the Novi came to him, he stood up. So Chazal say, in the Schar that he stood up for the Novi, Zocho V'yotzem Imenu Gus. What's Pshat? The Pshat is, because he got up for the Novi, so he gave Cheshivas to the Shechina. He gave Cheshivas for the Shechina, he was able to have a daughter that will be able to look into her name and say, you know what, I should also give cover to the Shechina. And she lived up to Ruth. She lived up to Ruth, came out of Ramach. That's the Yisrael. So every day of a person's life, he has to remember what his goal is. And if you know what your goal is, you know where, then it's shaykh to live up to it. Not only shaykh to live up to it, then you have siyata d'shmaya to live up to it.